We're learning Masech the Sugga Daf of Zayinim and Beis. I want to go back to Daf of Zayinim and Aleph, some Inyanim on the Amid, which we didn't have time for in the previous share. The Gemara speaks that Rabbi Elezer says Teishu came to do Madiris Achas B'Yayim Achas B'Layla, Afsuk Achas B'Yayim Achas B'Layla, and merely have to eat 14 Sudas, one by day and one by night, and the Rabbanan say no, Kadira, Madiri Boy Achali Boy Loyachal, Afsuk Anami. So what about Laila Rishayna? You learn it from Matzah. By Matzah, just like Matzah, the din is Laila Rishayna Chayv V'Kam V'Elech Hushus. Afkan, Laila Rishayna Chayv V'Kam V'Elech Hushus. And the Gemara asks, V'Hosam Inolan, how do you know by Matzah that Laila Rishayna is Chayv? Amakra, Be'erif Teich L'Matzah, Sakasav Kaveh Chayv. Be'erif Teich L'Matzah tells you Zachiv on the first night. Who would then by Sukkah Zachiv on the first night? Now the Gemara here doesn't say the drasha, how do you know that the Shar Yom is Rishus by Matzah? Because it says Shivas Yom Teichel Matzah. The Rashi brings down the drasha Perek Rashi to Pesachim. It says Sheishas Yom Teichel Matzah Sevirim Meshivi Atzeres Mashi Rishus Avsheish Rishus, and it's a Dover Behabamin Aklal Lamed Lo Lamed Al Yatzma Yatzal Lamed Aklal Kula Yatzal, that all Shivas Yomim, Rashi's Lashin is like this: Lamed Shachilas Matzah Seoma Ba'ena Chayva Elim boas lechol ti achilascha matzah v'loy chametz. No chiv to eat matzah. If you want to eat, your eating should be matzah v'loy chametz. So Rashi is teaching the pasuk for you. It says shivas yom teichel matzahs. How could you say that you don't have to eat matzahs for 7 days? The Torah says it's similar to sukkah. By sukkah also says the sukkah is teishu shivas yom. But you don't have to be in the sukkah all 7 days if you're not eating. Achilas kvan, you're not sleeping, you don't have to be in the sukkah. But when you're eating achilas kvan, or you're sleeping, you have to be in the sukkah. That's what it means with sukkah's teshu. So who would eat matzah? You don't have to eat matzah all 7 days. But when you want to eat, you have to eat matzah v'loy chametz. So the mashmois of Rashi is, not stam, I mean, if you want to eat, you don't have to eat the matzah or chametz, right? You could eat potatoes. What does it mean if you want to eat, it has to be matzah v'loy chametz? So zogich, if you want to eat lechem, because lechem is either matzah or chametz. The word matzah means lechem that's not mechametz. The word chametz means lechem that is mechametz. So all your achilas lechem, which is the ikar achila that a person has usually, has to be matzah v'loy chametz. So the mashmai says that that's a mitzvah. As though you'll say, there's b'chal no mitzvah to eat matzah. There's no difference b'chal to eat matzah and potatoes, except for the first night. First night is a chiv to eat matzah, the rest of the yantiv. No, there's absolutely no inyan of matzah. No. So like Rashi, no. Just like sukkah, you don't have to eat in the sukkah, because you don't have to eat. But when you're eating, then you'd be mekayim a mitzvah deraisa of eating in the sukkah. Because that's the din. All you're eating has to be in the sukkah. Who are din by matzah? You don't have to eat bread. You don't have to eat lechem. But when you're eating lechem, all your achilas lechem has to be matzah v'lechem. It's that's a mitzvah. And the big raya is this from the Baal HaMor. There's a Baal HaMor and other Rishayim say the same kasha in Teretz. He asks the kasha, how come by matzah we don't make a bracha kol shiva just like we make a bracha in sukkah? Both of them are chayva b'yamishim rishus kol shiva. So what's the pshat? Baal HaMor is at the end of Masech this Pesachim. What's the pshat that by matzah we don't make a bracha, by sukkah we do? And he answers, because matzah, you really could get away without eating matzah the entire 7 days, because you could eat rice and other things, you can eat potatoes, you could really get away without eating matzah all 7 days. By sukkah, you won't be able to. Why? Practically speaking. Because yev shel gimel yom b'leishin, it's true, you could eat peiros all 7 days of sukkahs. You'll survive on achilas arai all 7 days of sukkahs. But shina, you won't be able to. You'll have to sleep. So mela, since you're going to have to be in the sukkah sometime during the 7 days, that's what means you have to have a bracha. Very interesting shtickle. But the kasha is very shver. By sukkah, there is a mitzvah say you're being mekayim when you're eating the sukkah. Thus alain, that you're now at it. If you eat out of the sukkah, it's a bitul mitzvah say. So in that state, eating in the sukkah is a key mitzvah say. You don't have to be mekayim it. But the pshat is, but when you're eating, you have to eat in the sukkah. By matzah, what's the key in bechlal? There's no key of matzah bechlal the 7 days. So you have to make a bracha on the sukkah, because there, I have to do something. I want to eat. I have to eat in the sukkah. Here, what's it? I don't have to eat this matzah. What's the bracha for? Kam Rishayim say this teretz. The Mashal, the Sefer HaMichtam here says this teretz. It's also in the Sefer Arches Chaim for Rabbi Nakayim Lil in Hilchas Sukkah Simon Lamed Vav. and the Meiri also brings this teretz. The lashon is shani matzah shechilas b'shechilasa b'shayam einu l'shem mitzvah matzah el tzar kuvel asviya rava if she ain't achlus miatzah b'chametz. Why eating matzah? Because the mitzvah? No, because you're hungry. And he can't eat chametz. V'daimu misha achol basa behemet tahir el fish eina achol asa basa behemet tmeya. She'ena mevarach hasheh shekhtana mitzayisa v'tzivanu lechol basa tar. If you're eating kosher food because you're hungry and you can't eat trefa food, you don't make a bracha that hasheh kachana mitzayisa v'tzivanu to eat kosher food because you're not eating kosher food. That's not the mitzvah. You have an issi, you have an aveir to eat trefa food. Aval yishivu besuk avadeh lav tzar gufayu. What they're saying is that by matzah, there's b'chol mitzvah. Eating matzah like eating potatoes. Are you not eating chametz? So what? There's an aveir, eat chametz. There's a lot of the rice in the curries, eat chametz. Aveir, eat a lot of things. But sukkah, why are you in the sukkah? There's a mitzvah to be in the sukkah. That's why there's a bitul mitzvah if you're out of the sukkah. But there's a mitzvah to be in the sukkah, so you have to make a bracha on the mitzvah, yeshiva sukkah. So what's pshat in the Baal Amar? Azagamiyah, and I found this in the Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer says this, says Mamish is pshat in the Baal Amar. That by matzah, besides for the aveir of eating chametz, the life of the rice of eating chametz, there's another din. When the Torah says, Leisaychel chametz, shivis yam, teichel matzahs, means all your lechem should be matzah v'lei chametz. So it's exactly the same as sukkah. Just like by sukkah, you don't have to eat in the sukkah because you don't have to eat. But eating has to be in the sukkah, and that's a mitzvah. Who would in matzah? You don't have to eat matzah because you don't have to eat. You don't have to eat lechem. But all your achilas lechem has to be matzah v'lei chametz. And that's a mitzvah. That's mamish the words of Rashi here. Embas lechel ti achilas matzah v'lei chametz. The Rambam's also b'dik that way. The Rambam in Hilchus Sukkah, Berek Vav Alach Zayin says, achila b'lei liyantav rishin shel sukkah shechayva. And he says, "Ratzah lechel suda." So, if you want to eat a suda, then you have to be in the sukkah. But ratzah ain't eichel kozayin alapeiris lekloyis kutzel sukkah eichel. Kedin achilas matzah bePesach. And by Pesach also, he says such a nusach. He says, "Achila leil rishin is a chayva. The rest of the time, ratzah lechel eiris edeichin lekloyis lepeiris eichel." Right? What's he giving you a choice of a menu? But it means to say it's like this. If you're not eating lechem, then there's no mitzvah. But once you're eating lechem, the lechem has to be matzah. He mamishes medama, the din sukkah, to the din pesach. So this is the pshat and the kasha of the Baal Amar. When we have such a type of a mitzvah, where there's no mitzvah to do it, the mitzvah is that when you're doing something, it has to be done in this eifin, but there's no mitzvah to do this act. It's not the same as the mashal berachas hamazon. Because after you ate, now you have a chiyuv to say the berachas hamazon. So it's a mitzvah to do something, but here there is no mitzvah. The mitzvah is the guf hadavar. That when you're eating, the eating has to be the sukkah. When you're eating lechem and Pesach, the eating has to be matzah v'chametz. So is that mechayev v'bracha? By sukkah we see yes, by Pesach we see no, we have a stira. So like the Baal Amar, it's a santa teretz. That when the pshat is, I can get away with not doing this act at all, so I can't say v'tzivana to do this act. Because even though when I'm eating lechem, it has to be matzah v'mehechet ha'esim lechem. But when the pshat is, I'm going to have to behechrich, even for a zaytik reason, because the absolute gimayam b'leishina, I'm going to have to be sleeping in the sukkah at some time, I have to sleep, and the sleeping has to be in the sukkah, so then there is a v'tzivana leishiv a sukkah. I'm going to have to be in the sukkah. So mele, all my yeshiva I should make a bracha on, because there is going to be a bracha on the sukkah. I was just wondering that maybe even the other pshat in the Rishayim, the Sefer HaMichtam, the Archas Chaim, maybe that it's not a steer. It could be some machlokes had to learn the pasuk that according to Baal Amar, Shivus Yam Teichel Matzus means that when you're eating lechem teichel aska matzav lechametz, like Rashi says, and they'll know Shivus Yam Teichel Matzus means if you want, there's no mitzvah b'chol. But could be they also hold like the Baal Amar, and the oimik of the teretz is. Because you're not doing anything other than eating. Even though that's the mitzvah, to eat matzah v'lo chametz, but v'nishvi, the eating is not doing anything extra than eating what you're doing lasvi'a ravainai. Masha'en kein, by sukkah, you do have the sukkah there, which wouldn't be there if it wouldn't be for the mitzvah. Tzarechim b'l'shayna, but what's ma'ir this is that the Meiri says, I think it's the same teretz. I couldn't understand why it'd be the same teretz, unless maybe you learn a little bit like that way. But al kopanim, that's the pshat of Rashi, the Baal Amor, and the Rambam, that there is a mitzvah by Pesach to eat matzah v'loy chametz. The mitzvah is that when you're eating lechem, it should be matzah v'loy chametz, besides for the isa chametz. Now, as you do with the Gra, nice Ram, I'm going to read over the Lashon, that he says like this: Shivas yam teichel matzis, kol shiva mitzvah. Ve'ein karo la rishusa l'gabi layla rishayin ishu chayva, u'mitzvah l'gabi chayva rishus karilei. And he's ma'irich about it. Then he says, 7 days eat matzis, the whole seven it's a mitzvah. I think it's a different word than the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor is also saying there's a key mitzvah when you eat matzah. But what's the key mitzvah? Just like sukkah. Around there's a key mitzvah when you're in the sukkah. But what's the key mitzvah? That when you're eating bread, it has to be like matzah lechametz. When you're eating echilas kvah, it has to be in the sukkah. The guy is saying a different word. The guy is saying is a mitzvah kiyumis. There is a mitzvah. It's not a chayva. It's called rishus. But it's a mitzvah though. It's not mamish rishus. The guy mechayiv it's a rishus, but there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, and what does he mean? A kazayis matzah every single day of the 7 days. According to Baal Amor, there's no din 7 days. It means for the period of 7 days, whenever you want to eat the mitzvah, whenever you want to eat bread, the mitzvah is that the bread should be matzah v'loy chametz. Just like sukkah, all 7 days, whenever you want to eat, the din, the eating should be in the sukkah, not out of the sukkah. But the Gaon is saying a whole different word. The Gaon is saying there's a mitzvah to go eat the matzah. There is a mitzvah, and you have to eat the matzah. I think it means eat a kazayis of matzah every single day, one kazayis. And then you mekayim this mitzvah. There's a key in mitzvah to eat a kazayis of matzah every single day for 7 days. See, I understand this from the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says he has a suffix. It's in Siman Tav Reish Lamed Tes of Katan Chavdal. He says like this. It's the fact. The few mashi you do with dasagra, the mitzvah lechol matzah kol zayin yemei Pesach. The few you do with the dasagra, it's a mitzvah to eat matzah all the 7 days of Pesach. Kapashtei the kor shivus yom teichol matzahs. El the mitzvahs I say rak be'erev mashen can akach rak mitzvah ba'alma. In other words, the chiyuv is be'erev, and the rest is a mitzvah kiyumis. He calls it a mitzvah ba'alma. Efshe hu adin hacha mitzvah lechachil lechol paschal shivus yom levarach leisha besukkah. Here's a suffix. Would the Gaon say this by sukkahs? Now, if you're going to learn what the Gaon is saying, that when you eat matzah, you mekayim a mitzvah. And nothing to do with eating matzah every day. During Pesach, eating matzah is a mitzvah kiyumis. So what's the chiddush of the Gaon? It says, lulei the Gaon, we would say, that there's no mitzvah to eat matzah. Eating matzah is the same as eating potatoes. First night is a mitzvah. The rest of the yantiv, no mitzvah b'chol, rishus. No mitzvah, it's like eating potatoes. So the Gaon, no. Eating matzah is a mitzvah. And when you eat matzah, every time you eat matzah, you mekayim a mitzvah. So the shaila is, so by sukkah it's pasha that way. What's your suffix? Even not the guy. Even if you don't say this tremendous chiddush, then when you eat matzah, you mekayim a mitzvah. But by sukkah, of course you mekayim a mitzvah to go into sukkah. You make a bracha leisha for sukkah. So then there's a havimina that's just an averity out of the sukkah. It's like an isser asay. Avada we don't neman that way. Avada the pashtus is, that when you're eating, you have to mekayim the mitzvah sukkah, the sukkah steishu. What else is the mitzvah sukkah steishu? Fine, matzah could be the Islam mitzvah shivus yom teichel matzahs. It's just the merit of teichel matzahs. Shivus yom teichel matzahs shuts, not a mitzvah. The sukkah steishu is definitely a mitzvah. So obviously, when you're eating in the sukkah, you mekayim the mitzvah every time you eat in the sukkah. It's pashit. What's the mishnah we're saying? I have a suffix. That's a grah that says that by matzah, there's a mitzvah every time you eat matzah. It does he hold that way by sukkahs also or not? Was it the suffix? By sukkahs, even without the grow, it's a mitzvah. So I think the Mishnah Berurah learned like me. The Gaon is not saying every time you eat matzah, it's a mitzvah. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. But that's not the point of the Gaon. The point of the Gaon is, you have to eat matzah every single day of the 7 days. You don't have to. It's not a chiv, but you get a mitzvah to eat matzahs. Because the Torah says, shivas yomim teichel matzahs. What else does it mean? You're allowed to eat matzah? Of course you're allowed to eat matzah. You're supposed to eat matzah. So by sukkah also is claiming that maybe according to the Gaon, even though avadi not mechuyev, like Gemara says, but there is that same mitzvah the Gaon has to make sure every single day of Pesach he ate a kazayis matzah, also to make sure every single day of sukkah he ate in the sukkah. That's the suffix. So I want to tie into the two tzadim in the suffix. If I may, clarify the two tzadim are like this. Is it the pshat that the Gaon didn't hold the Baal Amor? Right, if we were explaining, Gaon had a problem. The pasuk tells me shivus yom teichel matzis. What does that mean? It has to mean something. Pashuk pshat in the pasuk. if eating matzah is all 7 days, it's like eating potatoes. What does it mean? So if the pshat is the Gaon didn't hold like the Baal Amar, the Gaon didn't hold like we're saying that it's telling you that whenever you eat lechem, the mitzvah is to eat matzah boi chametz. Milvad the lav de reisa of eating chametz. You also even say that shivas yom teichel matzahs. And in Mekayim Naseh, that whenever you eat lechem, you have a kiyum Naseh of Shivas Yom Teichel Matzahs. That's what it means, Rishus. But the guy didn't hold that way. The guy wouldn't hold that way, so he wouldn't tell you Tita Kazayis every day. You don't have to. There's not even any Inyan. Not Inyan one day more than the other day. Every time you want to eat lechem, you get a mitzvah of eating matzah, lechem, it's pashit. But he wouldn't be telling you you have to eat a matzah every one of the 7 days. So Ibazai by Sukkah, it's pashit what Basukkah's Teishu means. The sukkah's teishu, everyone knows, is a mitzvah deraisa, that when you eat, it has to be in the sukkah. So, Ibazayin, the Gaon would never say that you should eat every single one of the 7 days in the sukkah. By matzah, he didn't have a choice. He didn't hold of the Baal Amar's pshat. So, what else does Shivas Yom Matzah's Techelu mean? Davzayin HaPshat. It's a pasuk. Elamai, it's not a chiyuv, but it's a mitzvah. But by sukkah, it is a chiyuv. But what is the chiyuv? Not that every day I have to eat in the sukkah. Whenever you eat, you have to be in the sukkah. So good. So that's a pshat in the pasuk. So I don't have to say another pshat. Or is a pshat in the Gaon of Vilna like the Baal Amar? And that's a pshat in the pasuk. But still he felt it's not enough. Since it says, Shivas Yom Teichel Matzahs, I see in the pasuk another thing, besides that every time you eat it has to be matzah, I see another thing also, that you should eat matzah every one of the 7 days. So then, by sukkah, also that. Also says, by sukkah, stay yeshiva yom. So you should do a yeshiva sukkah every one of the 7 days. If the pshat is the Gaon didn't hold like the Baal Amar, so he only came to this pshat because there's no other pshat in shiva yom teichel matzahs. By sukkah, we have another pshat that when you're eating, it has to be in the sukkah. When you're sleeping, it has to be in the sukkah. So male, there's no Inyan every day to eat in the sukkah. But if the Gaon held in the Baal Amar and still held as a Pashti the Krah that every one of the 7 days you have to do the Kazayis of Matzah, you don't have to, but it's a Mitzvah Kumis. So who would do my Sukkahs? There'll be a Mitzvah Kumis every one of the 7 days to make sure to eat in the Sukkah and Salation of the Sukkah. That's the Pshat in the Suffolk of the Mishnah Berurah. Now one more Indian on Dafka of Zayin and Aleph. And the Gemara in Akasha, Ablazah said, our best is to the sky, when I'm lecha basukkah, achas b'yayim, achas b'layla, achamay, main ladova kitzma. And the Gemara says, "Kasha v'amr ablezer," and then says, "Oy damr ablezer, mi shaloi, achal el yantav vishin, yashlum el yantav achren shulchak." That's your ablezer. So the Chum says, "Elu davar shlumin, muvus loyuchal eskan." So the Gemara says, "Kasha, how could ablezer say mi shaloi achal el yantav vishin, yashlum el yantav achren?" I ablezer said, "You dalat to the sky v'anum lechel basuk achzim ex v'layla." So the Gemara says, "Ami biram, ami chazu by ablezer." So what was the kasha of the Gemara? Why does these two things not stem? It three pshat them in the Rishayim. Rashi says that the kasha of the Gemara was, if you mechuyif to eat in the sukkah 14 sudas, how could you be mashlim below the yantav achrein? There's no sukkah there. There's no sukkah there. You're over about teisif. If you eat in the sukkah, you're over about teisif. So what's the shalom of the sukkah? And what's the Gemara's teretz? Chazibar ablezi, holds like the chachamim, the emladav akitsa, ratzal lasani, shisan, the chutz milay liyantav rishin. Ubrami apol galayim, that they hold, he holds as the tishlumin, just as shlumin v'karbonis, and the rabbanon holds as the tishlumin. So shalas, what's the pshani rashi? If you have a kasha, how could you possibly have tishlumin? It's not in a sukkah. What's the teretz, he holds like the rabbanon, that you don't have to eat 14 sudas, only the first night? But if I have the same kasha, how could it be mashlam? It's not in the sukkah. What's pasha taich? The Gemara's kasha was, Rav Blazer says you need 14 sudas in the sukkah, how could you mashlam el in the vachon? It's not in the sukkah. And from the Gemara, you don't need 14 sudas. One sudas is good enough according to Rav Blazer. It was chayzer from the 14 sudas. But if I have the same kasha, how could it be mashlam? It's not in the sukkah? Apella. So you have two pshatim, the Marishal and the Marishal. The Mashal says that the Gemara's teretz is bechlal. You don't have to knows the Gemara's teretz is bechlal. There's no din sukkah. They say if it's 14 sudas, then I vanda the din is sukkah. Because where did he get 14 sudas from? Teishu, my yeshiva is achas b'yom achas b'layla. Af I madir achas b'yom achas b'layla. Af yeshiva sukkah b'yom achas b'layla. So then avanda if he got it from teishu, avanda means in a sukkah. So I can mashal man of a sukkah. But now we're saying no, you don't need 14 mils in a sukkah. The first night that you're learning out from Pesach, look to Marishal, Rebbe Lezer holds his Bechlal Nadadin Sukkah. Rebbe Lezer holds in Achila. You learn that tesvav tesvav is in a chila, not in a sukkah. You're going to have to be in the sukkah, because if you're not in the sukkah, you're going to be mivatul the mitzvah of sukkah stage with shivas yamin. But the din is not necessarily in the sukkah. L'chai will come out interesting, going to Blaz, if it's raining, and you eat in the house, you will see yaitzah. There's b'chlal lo din sukkah. So then, and it's very good, why you mashlim? Because you don't need a sukkah, you mashlim l'yant v'achim, because you don't need a sukkah. But the Mashah helps us a deichik to say that you don't need a sukkah. That's not the limud. The limud is, there's matzah, and here it's sukkah. It's not eating. So Mashah says a different shot. The Mashah says that be'etzim, it's not so shver to say that you can be mashlim out of the sukkah. But the shal is, where would the din come from? If you're being mashlim in a sukkah, so maybe there's a svar you could be mashlim. But the problem is you're not in a sukkah. But if the chiv is just beyond the rishon, so then you can learn out from chagiga, which is a chiv beyond the rishon, has a shlama, even beyond the vachrein, so you can learn out sukkah from chagiga. Once you're learning out sukkah from chagiga, so then you can mashlim even out of a sukkah. Just if the pshat is, it's not just a dinyan divishan. So you can't learn out from chagiga. So then you're going to have a kasha. So where would you know Ashlama? Elamai is svara? No. If it's a svara, then it has to be in a sukkah. But once you're saying it's yan divishan, so yan divishan, we can learn out teshlumah from chagiga. You learn out teshlumah from chagiga, so now it doesn't have to be in a sukkah. Palkapana nachitus rashi. And the kasha was, if it's 14 sudas, you wouldn't be able to have a shlama out of the sukkah. And now that we're saying it's one suda, now we could say there's a shlama out of the sukkah. According to Masha, because that one suda is not really a chiv sukkah. And according to Masha, because once you have the shlumin from chagiga, you don't have to have the sukkah. Taisus punktaled that even after the chazara, Reb Lezer holds you need 14 sudas. The kasha was, because Reb Lezer says you need 14 sudas in a sukkah. So how does the shlumin help? It's not in a sukkah. And what's the teretz? He was chazer from the idea of 14 sudas in a sukkah. The havana was, he said, arba sudas chayvan lechel b'sukkah. And that wouldn't stand, because how could be mashlim out of a sukkah? Teretz says, he was chazer. You need 14 sudas, but you don't need in a sukkah. So that's a little shver also, because the din 14 sudas, the chayr kam afmentesh, who came to the room. So how would you know 14 sudas if you don't know sukkah? As I figured that chayinim, I said, Simcha, that's how in the back asks his kasha. The Archoner asks his kasha. The Archoner says that about the 14 sudas need sukkah. It's just that the lashon of the chi of the sukkah is mashma, even teshlumah needs a sukkah. Beis minisht. Tais is not so mashma that way. But Ritva says a geshmak of shat. The Ritva says that teshlumah is also in a sukkah. Enochinami namal, you don't eat sit in the sukkah shmini atzeres. Sukkah is teshu shivas yam. But if you're doing it for teshlumah, then you sit in the sukkah. You can be mashed on the midst of sukkah. If there's a chiv to eat in the sukkah, so the din is, sukkah is for 7 days, and that's when you have a chiv sukkah. After sukkah, you don't have this in the sukkah. But if you missed one of the sudas that you need in on sukkahs, there's nothing wrong with saying, you can be mashed on the shmini atzeres in a sukkah. I actually says, Baal Tosef. The Mimi says, you're not being mechaven to be mashed on the mitzvah, you're being mashed on the mitzvah. So what was the Gemara's kasha altogether? The Gemara's kasha was, why did he say, Elashim, Mishlachal Leil Yantiv Rishayin, Yashal Leil Tvachrein? Let him say, Mishlachal, one of the Yud Dalit Sudis, he should be Mashal Leil Yantiv Rishayin. That's all. It was the Lashim. The Din Teshlumin is great. The Din Teshlumin is great either way. Why? Because he Mashalim in the Sukkah. But the kasha was the Lashim. Why did he say Leil Yantiv Rishayin? It's all 14 Sudis. Teretz is Chazabar Blazer. He decided he only needed Suda Yantiv Rishayin. But Avada, there's no problem being mashlim, whether it's Yantiv Rishon or the 14th Sudah, there's no problem being mashlim in Yantiv Achrein. That's the Din Ashlama that you eat in the Sukkah then. But he says, so what's the Gemara's Kasha? Mashlim b'may, you lame it b'rif to Sudah d'yayim ka'achal. What do you mean? You're eating in the Sukkah. A Sudah d'yayim, you wouldn't be eating in the Sukkah. So he says that the Ashlama means if you can be mashlim in Yantiv Achrein, who would you can mashlim during Sukkahs? And the shayla is during sukkahs hanging to be mashlim. It's suda d'yayim mekachal. Now the teretz is mina tagima. But avada, the shloma is in the sukkah. All right, now let's say at the sukkah of Zayinim at Beis. The Gemara, right, Reb Elazar has his sheet that first of all you need 14 sudas in the sukkah. And then he has a sheet that ein yetzim yisukkah l'sukkah and eisim sukkah v'chayla shamayit. And then he has his third sheet. Tanya Ablaza, I'm the Gashem, Shayna, and I'm Yitzchavasim, and the Vishim will love Yishachmei, the Shivakakta Machem, Yishachem. And the Chacham say no, and the Chacham learned out that how did they know that you could be yaitzeh b'sukkah shalchaneirin? So I think Gemara because it's called ezuch b'yisrael yeshiv b'sukkahs. Malamit should call Yisrael yuim leishiv b'sukkah achas. Since call Yisrael is roi to be leishiv b'sukkah achas, so Mel, that teaches you that you don't need lecha. Zok Rashi, how do you see you don't need lecha? Because ef shishil kulan, it can't be belonging to the call Yisrael. Why? Tloimati shavaprut the lechol chad elayidei shehlo. It can't be that it belongs to everyone because then people won't have a shavaprut that's worth in the sukkah. If you have one sukkah for Kans Klal Yisrael, it's impossible. It's split up to so many people, it will be less than a shavaprut for each one. So Mela, that teaches you that you don't need lecha. So the Mechaslina Chasis Kasha, it's Mitzvah Shin Chafei. What does he mean? If you don't own a shavaprut, you don't own it? Sounds like Rashi is saying that when you have a din lecha, we have two mitzvahs saying we have a din lecha. We have sukkah, lulav, dal minim, and matzah. So what if your lulav is not worth a shavaprutah? Well, what if your matzah is not worth a shavaprutah? You're going to say it's not called lecha? Why not? Has two kashas. First of all, why not? And the second kash is, you never find such a thing. And he says, that Ravis in his days, that Ravis weren't worth a shavaprutah. Ravis was so matzah, not worth a shavaprutah. So how are we all yetzim it's a Rava? At two Aravis, and now we're the shavaprutah. And he says, we'd find this pretty astounding, that the matzahs also were pretty cheap. And the kazayis is a matzah. I don't know if it's a shavaprutah. That's what he says. So how are we yetzim matzah? And he buys the tzarechi, and he says, lo shemana linu shum paisa kadman achon lo yimadeish kpeid the bedal aminim umatzah shi shavaprutah. Actually, the shari tshuva in the middle of a shtickle in Simon Tav Pei Beis is a sari to it. He says, if shan and rashi, it's shari pshat. His attach is read later, not from Alpha Mays, it's Mavur clear that by Dal Minim Yates, even if it's not a Shavaprutta. But Lachari Pshanim Rashi is, and a lot of Achrenim say this, it's not a din, of course, the Milchus Chinuch is right. If you own something that's less than a Shavaprutta, it's still yours. But a Shutfis, where each Shutfis has less than a Shavaprutta, that's not yours. Shaila is why? If Shutfis would mean that it's yours, why would you need Dafka Shavaprutta to make a Shutfis yours? There are a bunch of time, and I saw in the Eitzim Farsh Yatalmini as a few. I'll just mention one. Shalei Lahayrach, Levush Marachai, Ramesh Marachai Epstein, Sabat Gereish Yeshiva, Bavakama Sim Nivav, was talking about Shutfis, and he says an interesting story. He says like this. He says, the reason why Shutfis could be called yours is because whenever a Shutfis uses it, he's using it b'tayr as his own. That's how Shutfis works. But that's only when you have a din mamon, the says you could be kaifa for chaluka. If I have a shavaprut in it, so I could say, I have a mamon, I go to Bezdin and say, I want my share of the shutfis. But if I don't have a din mamon, I can't be kaifa for chalukah, so when I use it, I'm not using mine. I'm using the shutfis. So that wouldn't be called lecha. Bar Gavanah Metzachari, the Pashtus and Rashi, you just have to say a good svara why, that the aim of chalachat shavaprut is a din why, by shutfis, it wouldn't be called yours. Now, Taisus asks the Kasha Rashi, even if it has a shavaprut, when there's a din lachem, lachem is a my shutfim. Shutfim is not yours. He has a klar raya that when you have brothers that bought an estric from the Yerusha, so they're not yetzah, because it's not called lachem, even though there are shutfis of it. So you see clearly, shutfis is not yours. So the Ran says, interesting teretz. The Ran says, ein lachinami. If the Torah would say lachem, that would be my shutfis also. But here, what happened? The Torah wrote lacha, and that's for my yet if it's not yours. But the Torah also wrote, Kol Ezrach B'Shol Yasu B'Sukkais. So how do we know that even Shol is B'Chlal? Shutfis is better than Shol, because Shutfis, at least half of it's yours. Shol, nothing's yours. So how do we know, if the Torah would say Lechem, and wouldn't say any qualification, and wouldn't be married by anything, so Taisus is right. By Esrig, the Halacha is, if you're Shutfis, also not Lechem. But if the Torah wrote Lecha, and then the Torah says, Kol Ezrach, to tell you the Ma'ib Shutfis, so maybe if it's half of it's yours, so then you're Yaitza. But if none of it's yours, like Shol, then you're not Yaitza. So that's what Rashi says, that this is worse than a regular Shutfis. A Shutfis where you don't have a Shavaprut is Bechlal not yours. A Shutfis where you have a Shavaprut is at least half yours. So you're right, Lechem is a Ma'idit. But here we have a Rebbe Kol Ezrach. Kol Ezrach we Ma'ib. But how do we know that Kol Ezrach we Ma'ib as a Vait, that even Shol is good? That's how he explains Rashi. So Rashi is really the same as Taisus, that lemaisiv there's a min of lechem, like by esrik shufis would also be mamayit. But Taisus has a kasha. You see, by tzitzis there's a ribay for shufim, and there's a min for sheula. If you borrow a beged, you don't have to put tzitzis in it. If you're a shutif in a beged, both shutifim are mechuyiv in tzitzis. Oh, so you see, Rashi's right. I mean, even if you could say the Ran's pshat in Rashi, but you see that shutvis and shul is not on the same darga. Because you see, by tzitzis, since you have a ribuy and a mit, it ends up that shol is considered not yours, it's considered pater. But shutvis is considered yours. So Taisus asks his kashan himself, he doesn't say a teretz. Right? Taisus is nailing on that any shutvis is b'chol not yours. And if the Torah says shufis works, automatically shal works. Tzitzis is the biggest kasha. Tzitzis, shufis is called lecha, and shal is not called lecha. So you see, Clark, and as he says, according to Rashi, it's good. You see, Clark, according to Rashi, that there's a possibility, at least, if you have a limud, that shufin would be called lecha, and shula wouldn't be called lecha. So the Rivash and Simon Shem Zayin, here's a very interesting tshuva on the sugya. They were discussing there, there was such a tzad, he held not that way, and we don't pass him that way, that maybe even the maskana, a shutvis in a sukkah would be possible. According to Rashi, according to Isaac upon him, whatever it is. But the Rivash says, he wants to answer Taisus' kash, he goes to the sukkah, gshmak, but he says that when you're going l'chumra, the Torah says, if you have an ownership, that's going to make you mechuyiv. So that's possible that a half an ownership could also make you mechuyiv. So the Torah says only when you own it. So maybe minastam you'd say even a half ownership doesn't count. But you have a ribuy and you have a miyut. So you say if you don't own it at all, a shol, so then you're pater. But if you own half of it, so then you're chayiv. But if the Torah says I need you to get something and it has to be yours, so then half yours wouldn't work. And if half yours works, the shteita doesn't have to be yours. If the pshat is being yours is a liability, so maybe half yours also makes you mechayiv. But if the pshat is you need it to be yours in order to be yaitza, so there's no svar that half yours you could be yaitza, because you're not yaitza with half a thing. You could be chayiv with half a thing. You can't be yaitza with half a thing. So the Torah tells you, that's what Taisa is saying, that shutvis is good enough, call yourself a real nation of shtukah achas, so in dem shtet it doesn't have to be yours. And you can't be mechalik when you need something, when you need to be mekayim mechiv between shutvis and sheila. Kvaldik esvar. Rashi holds you could be mechalik. There could be halacha that it has to be yours. Min astam you'd say even half yours isn't called yours. But if you have a ribuy, so maybe half yours is yours. But shula, which is not yours at all, is not yours. Taisa says no such thing. If it has to be yours, half yours is not yours. If the Taisa says half yours is good, Dash David doesn't have to be yours, and shula is also good. So what about tzitzis? That's when you're trying to be yaitza. When you're trying to be yaitza, so half yours can't be yaitza for sure not. And if you could, in Dam state, that doesn't have to be yours. But to be chayiv, could be the Taisa mechayiv the half yours also. Rabbim Grzovsky was mechamen to the svara. But he also, it's only a good svara. He has a whole chakira in shutvis. Velts chakira. Does shutvis mean each one has a kinyan on the whole thing? Or no? Each one has a kinyan, has a full kinyan on half. Each one has like a mixes kinyan on the whole thing? Or each one has a full kinyan on half? So the Baruch Meir said the svara. He said over from Mishver. The pshat is that each one has a kinyan on the whole thing. So then you could say this svara. Your mixes kinyan on the whole thing definitely wouldn't be good enough to be Yitzah, but it might be good enough to be Mechayiv. But if the svara is that each one has a kinyan on half, so Taina de Ruvain, Avada, you can't be Chayiv for owning half the Beged. You have to own the whole Beged to be Chayiv. The Shaila is missing an Echus of the kinyan. Then you could say the svara. That's a good svara to say Lechum, it's not a good svara Lekula. But it's only if the Beged, you have a kinyan on the whole thing. That's what he names on. So then he has a kasha. Taisin lamin hey. He talks about a matzah shel tevel. Taisin says, "What do I need a pasuk being my matzah shel tevel? It's not yours. It belongs partially to the kain, the levi, the chumas, and the maishas that are in the tevel." So Taisin says, "All right. So eat more matzah. Let's eat a bunch of kazesim. So male, one of the kazesim are yours. So there you see the musig. It's half yours and half his." So there you see, fakert. If Taisus is saying that lechem is a mayit shula, but if he took his eisim ibi eitzah, that means it's half yours and half his. So now how could you say the svarah by tzitzis that you chayev because it's the chumra, lemaisa you only own half. The other half you don't own v'chlal. So he says it's two dinim. He has a gan tzarichus, I can't be marech too much. That in shutfis, you do have a full kinyan on the whole thing. You do have a full kinyan on the whole thing. That's the din shutfis. But you also have a din, al tzchaluka, that you own fully half of it. Both are true. Because you see, that achim shechalku, if you say yesh breira, is considered that they own the thing mitchila. And even if you hold ein breira means we don't know which chalik you own. But it's considered like you own the specific chalik mitchila. So zicha, you have a kinyan on half. Besides the kinyan on half, the din shutfis kaidim chaluka is that they both own the whole thing. So mele, both are true. You could be chayiv in tzitzis because you have a mixes kinyan on the whole thing. You could be yetzer matzah, even though you can't be yetzer with a mixes kinyan because you have a full kinyan on half. So if you eat two kizaisim, you could be yetzer matzah because of your kinyan you have on the half. That's a Reuven Shtickel.